and what it does to people in our society.
702 car feature.
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult gear change. Thanks, Abel. So nothing else, no ad, no spot, nothing. Just a gear change like that. It's like ripping off a plaster, you know, like, wha? let's go. Thanks, Abel. Right, so let's do what we always do on a Tuesday, and that is to talk about cars. There was an interesting post by Eric Scrobble, who is a voice in the motor industry, and he wrote about how they often get asked about why cars are expensive in South Africa relative to other territories. And also, we came across some interesting articles and thinking from experts who've been looking at the car market. And they're saying that second or pre-owned cars are becoming more and more affordable. And so for this conversation, we invited Mark Domies, who is the chair of the National Automobile Dealers Association, just to help us guide us through this conversation. You may also know them as NADA. Mark, thank you so much.
Hi, Vania. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for joining us after what was such a heated debate. So I think this conversation will kind of cool the tempers.
Exciting, but let's see how we can go.
Yeah,
but the last topic.
Yeah. Yes, let's cool the tempers. I think we're going to, I'm hoping that the line is clear, but let's give it a bash anyway. So as I was saying, people often believe that cars are expensive in South Africa, you know, relative to other places. Are they, especially brand new cars, are they? And also, what are some of the reasons why they are?
I would say yes, in answer to your question, Zania, they actually are quite expensive. I'm sure lots of people out there have looked at the price of their new car. And then compared it to England or Australia and sort of one, even with the conversion and the exchange rate, and wondered why it's so much more expensive. And unfortunately, a lot of it, most of it really is due to the excise duties that are put on vehicles. So to go into a little bit of detail and not to bore everyone, but the numbers that will startle you and wake you up, certainly are percentages. So on any vehicle in South Africa, you get two types of duties. The first one is a general excise duty, and that is a standard amount of 25%.
Yeah.
So 25% of the free onboard price of any vehicle that comes into the country is added in duties that gets paid into the fiscus. There is an exception to that. And it's called a Euro 1 certified car, and that's a car that comes from the EU and is principally made in the EU. That's at 18%.
Okay.
So already you can see that's quite a significant number. However, but wait, there is more, Zania. There's something called ad valorem duty, which is a scaled-up duty depending on the size of the vehicle. So a typical A-type entry-level car, such as a Kia Picanto or a Hyundai i10, which compete in that space, that is a 5% ad valorem duty. A little hatchback will have 8%, and an SUV, a medium-type SUV, like a Hyundai Tucson or a Honda CR-V or a Sportage, has 14%. So you can load that on top. So typically a car, the first two taxes that get hit with the vehicle can be up to 41% of the free onboard price. So these numbers are significant. But unfortunately, there's a few more. We've got to pay VAT on the vehicle, and you know that that's is 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a few more levies. So the interesting one is a tire levy of average of about 150 rand a vehicle. That comes into the door, and that was supposed to be a fund to establish a tire recycling factory in South Africa that was going to actually create a whole big industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that, unfortunately, the organization was called Rediso. They've been involved in a bit of a corruption scandal and gone dragged to the courts, and they've been disbanded, but yet the levy continues to be collected, and that goes into the fiscus. And then we also have something called CO2 levies,
yes,
which is really an environment that on every single vehicle. And roughly speaking, that's about 120 rand per gram of CO2 produced per kilometer driven of the vehicle, over 120 grams. So let's just put that in plain English. So on a typical vehicle like a bucky or a double cab or even a sort of a SUV bucky, you know, these vehicles like a Toyota Fortuna or a Ford Everest, those kinds of vehicles, the amount can range from 4,000 rand on the car all the way up to 16,000 rand. And the unfortunate part about all of these taxes is South Africans do wonder where they're going and what value they add, especially in terms of the environmental. So the numbers are really significant, and that's really the reason why these taxes are so much. And unfortunately, with government being having a massive fiscal deficit, it's very, very difficult to now justify for these to be reduced, because obviously they need the taxes.
Sure. So they're going to be around for a while. They've been around for a while. And it's just something that is commonly accepted in South Africa. And we have such a huge driving culture. You know, we are a motoring country. So many cars on our roads, in spite of what is a relatively high level of taxation on cars coming in. So does this also apply to cars that are manufactured here?
Well, there's some benefit to that. So that's where government has been very good. So let's not paint them all badly with a very bad tar brush. Mm-hmm. Vehicles that are made for export, the manufacturers are allowed to basically generate export credits. And with that, then they offset those export credits against these taxes. So what it does is it allows the factories to build cars here at a slightly cheaper and subsidized price. And they can export those. So that does benefit, and that's why your locally made cars are often a little bit cheaper than your cars overseas, especially some of these big brands where we can compete with some of those the offshore markets.
All right. So at least there's that relief. So let's look at what's happening within the second or pre-owned car market. The experts have been saying that the pre-owned cars are becoming more and more affordable. Is that what you're seeing as well? And why is that? And why were they not affordable before?
Very good question. I think it's almost a perfect storm in the used car market. Unfortunately, it's on both sides. However, remember, Zania, with used cars, they're sort of depreciating in value every month. So a car that's priced today wasn't worth what it was worth 4 months ago. So if you take 4 months ago lockdown, you would have had some minor depreciation on a vehicle. So we've had a few things happen, though, in this normal forces of supply and demand. Firstly, unfortunately, our rental industry, car rental industries around the world have basically collapsed. And all of these car rental companies have to defleet cars. That creates quite a supply of vehicles into the market without necessarily having the requisite demand, which has actually made vehicles quite cheap, even cheaper than the normal sort of depreciation cycle that happens on a vehicle. Coupled with that, we've got interest rates that have been the lowest in South Africa in 50 years. So if you look at it now, you've got a car that if you had to finance in the used car market, you've had a bit of depreciation from all these cars entering the market, and you've got much cheaper finance. So if you aren't really affected in terms of your employment, you have a stable employment, you are really getting some good value in terms of the used car market out there.
Okay. And so why were they not affordable before?
Well, because our prime interest rate is reduced by 3.5%.
Okay.
Number one. And number two, you've got, remember, if the price of a used car is only what somebody is prepared to pay. It's like the oil market. We've seen that the oil price come down around the world is because there was a glut of oil. Used cars work in a very similar way. And if there's a glut of cars, why would you buy a car from one dealer if you can get it from another one at a cheaper price if there is there are a lot of cars in the market? The nice thing about the rental cars, they are very affordable cars. They are sort of entry-level cars and sort of really the bottom segments of the vehicle market, which also makes them very affordable. So you've got things like Volkswagen Polos and Suzuki Swifts and Ford Figos. These are nicely, really nicely priced cars. Also, the rental companies really do look after their cars. As much as we sort of think, oh, it's a rental, it gets serviced all the time, it gets maintained all the time, it always has good. So the car is maintained exceptionally, and now it's going at a really good price. So, you know, the used car market is getting quite a bit of activity out there in the marketplace.
And we did see during the lockdown, in fact, that there was an increased interest in pre-owned cars. I mean, when you look at what the activity that Auto Trader reported on, and also many saying it's a consequence of the pandemic. We know that the pandemic has also led to very low car sales, if any, in fact, very, very low between March and April particularly. So What has been the impact since then, you know, as the economy has opened up a little bit more? And where are we seeing the most amount of activity? Is it as expected with these pre-owned cars that are now coming down?
Look, remember that the big benchmark in the economy are new car sales. And really, it's a good driver as to how we feel the economy is coming back. Obviously, April was a disaster. There were basically zero cars sold in South Africa. In May, new car dealers were allowed to open up for the last 2 weeks of the month. And to give you an idea, we sold 68% less cars in May this year than the year before. June, we opened up. We were allowed to trade for the full month. And the market was about 30% down on the year before. So you can sort of see that trend mm-hmm. coming up. You should roughly see the car sales of new cars in South Africa be about 25-30% down for the whole calendar year. So that is significant. It's well in excess of 100,000 vehicles.
And is that a conservative estimate or this 30%?
Well, yes, very much. Very conservative. Because there's a few market factors that aren't around anymore. The rental companies do take up a significant amount of car market in mm-hmm. South Africa, about 15%. Mm-hmm. That's just not going to care for the foreseeable future. That market has taken a big hammering. And dealer sales and customers just not buying cars over this period and taking a while to engage in the new car market. It is a very, very significant factor, correct, Zania? So new cars have really, really struggled. We are seeing some recovery. However, to get back to normal, in South Africa, we were selling 45,000 vehicles a month, to give you an idea. Sure. Every single month, 45,000 vehicles go onto our roads. These are new cars. So we are not anywhere near that, and it's really going to take a long time for us to get back to that kind of level. Hmm. But linked to that is these taxes. So government relies on these taxes. Of these 45,000 cars, if we apply an average, there's about 100,000 rand on every single vehicle that goes back into the fiscus. Mm-hmm. If we now settle at a total of, call it 35,000 for 12 months, that's 10,000 cars times 100,000 rand. I don't even know what that number is. It's so big. But it's a serious amount of money that government relies on in terms of the fiscus and trying to fund our country. Mm. So government is going to have to work together with the likes of NADA and NAMSA and all of us to try and come up with some sort of stimulus package, or we can maybe do something a bit more clever, like a deferral package or some kind of package to get vehicles on the road. My big thing is I really want cheaper cars to have less taxes. Because we want, as you say, South Africa is a country that relies on vehicles, and we have no real choice except to either drive a car or get in a taxi. Mm-hmm. So if we can make the cars a bit cheaper and take the taxes down on that, especially with these low interest rates, we really can get people into more affordable vehicles, and I think that's a very, very
Yes. Well, we are out of time, but I think we have covered certainly the things I was most curious about as far as this theme is concerned for this week. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. That's Mark Domies. He is the chairman of the National Automobile Dealers Association. Let's take our final break before we bring you the 3 o'clock.